Okay, good morning. Shirley Uruni Shmak Aaron and Yaakov Kopala Kohain. We're on Daf Tet Vav. It's going to start at the bottom of Yud Dal Amud Bet. So we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it depends on the makom, in a place where there's a minhag to sell little animals, little domestic animals to goyim. You can sell. When there's a minhag, you can't sell. You shouldn't sell. You definitely shouldn't sell them behemot gasot, big animals, and even calves are those big animals, and even if they're broken or whole. Rabbi Yehuda said no, you could sell them if they're damaged, and Ben Bateira allowed us to sell horses, because we said horses is not really, is only a shvut, it's a drabanan. And remember that our concern here at the moment is Chilul Shabbos. Okay?
The concern was Revi'ah.
I think the main concern is, although Rabbi tried, Rashi says that makom shenagul in kobe medaka kagon makom shelo nechshedu al revia, where we weren't concerned about, we said we could sell them. Makom makom ein mochinu b'megasa. Whatever the case was, you shouldn't sell them by big animals. Why? Bimnei shem yuchrot lemelacha v'osei b'hematom melacha b'shabbat. So we saw that the idea of It seems like I said yesterday, I think two sides of the same coin, right? And that was really what Rav said. Rav said that makom she'etiru limkor, hetiru liyached. Where you could, so we allow you to sell them, we allowed you to be with them in private. Because if we weren't concerned about bestiality, we weren't concerned for some reason about. You want to look at this Rashi, because we lost Rashi on the Amud.
Even already here, even in this Mishnah,
because Rashi says here, makom whatever the case is, ein mochim lim b'hem agasa.
Right.
Why not b'hem agasa? Because b'hem agasa is plowing and working animals, and we skid, they'll use it on Shabbos. So, but that's the Mishnah. Okay. So then when look at the bottom here, remember this will like b'hem agahuka, and then we said, Rabinu, ein ma'midin b'hem b'pun dakaot. So what you're saying is the little animals are for bestiality and the big animals are for working on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But look at this Rashi over here. Umakom shashu liyached. Kedaklani ein ma'abedin ma'ir umakom shechashrin al revia. Nega ulfich hachashrin imkor v'akol lech achar haminag. V'lo kashi had lo kama nami. Hold on a second. Shum ditul imkor ditani kamahari ametin ditani makom shenagul imkor mochrin. Ditani didan lo ayri elu b'mechir umakom shashu liyached. So Rashi Zavir and our Tana is discussing actually selling on Shabbos. And this brighter that we brought over here of Ein Ma'amidin Behemah Bepunda Ka'ut, that's talking about Revia. It seems like our Mishnah, the focus on our Mishnah is really about Shabbos, but they go together. In other words, where there's a chashash, there's a chashash. Okay. So Rav says, Makom she'etiru limkor, etiru liyached. Rabbi says, where there's a place that they allowed you to sell, they also allowed you to do yichud. And when it was asur to do yichud, asur to sell. So they depend on the other. Rabbi Lezer Omer, now we start our daf. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Omer, af b'makom she'ashur liyached, even where they forbade you to be alone, or a goy alone with the animal, right, they allowed you to sell. So Rabbi Rav said that it's dependent, that where they wouldn't allow yichud, they wouldn't allow sales, where they wouldn't allow sales, they wouldn't allow yichud. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, there's no connection whatsoever. Well, look at Rashi there. Af makom she'asru liyached. Kriktani bahu de'ein ma'amidin. In that brighter there that we brought, when we said, v'ramini hi ein ma'amidin. Right, that was from Daf Kaf Bet, from a few weeks' time. Rashi says, that over there, even though they said there, ein ma'amidin, he told him kor, they allowed you to sell. The yichud b'chol makom asur, mishum michshol d'revia. Because Rashi says like this, that as far as Rabbi Lezer is concerned, yichud, being alone with the animal, is asur under any circumstances, because we're always concerned of bestiality. V'lo b'minhaga talia milta, it's not at all dependent on the minhag. Where our Mishnah said that there's a minhag to sell, not to sell, and we explained that Rav said, no, where's the minhag not to sell, is the minhag not to be yichud. Because it goes off to minhag. Rabbi Lezer says, no minhag here. Bestiality is not a minhag, it's an issur. Selling is a minhag. two different things. Avaba mechira, here we are. See, look at Rashi. Avaba mechira, with regard to sales, like le michash levia. That's not our concern of bestiality of selling. Dover kochavim, why not? Because once the Oved Kochavim has bought the animal, chas al behem tome le riva. Now he's got, when it's your animal, he'll do bestiality with it. When it's his own animal, he won't. Why? Me'achar shekana'a, kedei shelo ta'aker, shena'aseit akura b'reviya. What he's saying in Rashi is that animals, when human beings are bestiality with them, it causes infertility with the, to do with the animal. Okay, none of us in this room, thank God, are experts, so we don't know about any of that. But it appears, according to Rashi, that human beings have relations with animals causes the animals to become sterile. Hilchach, b'minhag talia milta. Therefore, with regards to the minhag, that is where it is dependent. Heche de achamur alayu de lo mezavnei ichmur. Where they were machmir not to sell, they were machmir. Heche de lo ichmur shay. Where they weren't machmir, they allowed you to sell. So they allowed you to do yichud, sorry. That was regard selling. But leaving your animal in like in an inn of idol worshippers, Shabahem Shel Yisrael, he was your animal. There the God doesn't care, because not his animal. Ukaavar alifne iver lotite and michshol ulahachi asur. That's why it's asur, because there is a proper case of lifne iver. If you leave your animal with him, there's a problem. If it's his own animal, it's not a problem. So he's sitting asur. But then it says that sales don't go together, because once you sold it, he's not going to do it. Okay. So now that whole Rashi there, basically he sort of like shot ahead of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, my timer, why is Rabbi to say that's not a problem? We see here, okay? Because he's concerned about his own animal, he doesn't want to become sterile. But this is interesting. Va'af Rav Hadar Bay. And even Rav, at the end of the day, consented to Rabbi Eliezer. He changed his mind. Right, look at Rashi. Ukesavar k'Rabbi Eliezer. And he held like Rabbi Eliezer in the passing like him. The Amar Rav. Tachlif Amar Rav Shilu Bar Avimi Mishmei de Rav. Because Tachlif, he said, name of Rav. Over kochavim chas al behem tor shelo ta'aker. At the end of the day, we know that an over kochavim will worry about his own animal, so as not to make it sterile. So therefore, we see now that where Rav said originally that sales and bestiality are dependent one on the other, even Rav said at the end of the day, there's no connection. Sell your animals with pleasure. There's a minhag to sell, sell. No minhag to sell, no sell. And it's got nothing to do with bestiality and with regards to yichud.
So the reason not to sell would be
because of Shabbos. We're going to see now.
Once you sell it, it's
this. Okay, so now, okay, good question. The Gemara asked that question. We're going to see that now. So now we're going to see now there's nothing to do with bestiality, the selling, because once it's theirs, they won't commit bestiality. Right? So the Gemara says like this. U'b'chol makom, ein mochrim b'hem agas. That's the second line of the Mishnah, right? With regard to the big animals. Whatever the case is, you can't sell big animals. My timer. The Gemara says, Nahi the Revia lo chashina. We already learned now. We aren't worried about bestiality. Why? Because it's the animal. Right? About Ma'avid bei Melacha chashina. We're worried about Melacha on Shabbos. So it comes along, Robin, and says, but what do we care? It's not ours. It's this. Right? So the Gemara says, V'nevad, V'niavid, Kevin de Zabne Kanye. He said, what do we care? Once we've sold it, well, it's theirs. They bought it. Right? We sold it, they bought it. Exactly the question, right? So Gemara says, no. Still got a chashash. What's a chashash? Gzaira, mishum sha'ila, u mishum schirot. We can't sell because it's a gzaira not selling because we might come to lend it to them or hire it to them.
Okay.
Okay, then we can't sell it to them. Because you think, if we can sell it, we can rent it or we can lend it. Mm-hmm. And we can't lend it, we can't rent it, so therefore we can't sell it either. Okay? So now this is the Gemara says like this. Gzeira Shaila, it's but why not? Shaila Kanye, Vagra Kanye. Why? But when you rent something to somebody or you lend somebody as if they bought it. And how do we know that? It's as if they bought it. Right, look at Rashi. I'll skip to Rashi there. Shaila Kanye, Lemi Shalte, the Khaivan de Chayev Bonsi, Narayu Shelo. Because why do we say as if he bought it? He's Chayvin Ones. Now if you Chayvin Ones, you're an owner. You accept responsibility, liability as an owner, responsibility as an owner, so therefore it's yours. If you're maskir hu lo chaya be'ones, that's a good point. That's what the Gemara says of here, only on Shaila, but you're right, because Gemara says schira and kanya. That's a good question. But I think that they all go together, though.
Yeah.
But we'll see in a second. It's a good question. I'll be honest with you, I did think of it, but I skipped out. Okay. But it doesn't mean that I thought of it isn't a good question. That's still a good question. Okay. Ksele mishum, ksele mishum schur. Sh'ele kanyev, agra kanyev. El amr rabbi bereid rav yeva, gzere mishum nisyunei. See, that now it applies as well to renting as well. What does nisyunei mean? Nisyunei is that he's going to want to try it out. Before he borrows it or rents it, he's going to want to try it. Say nisyonot. Okay. You want to go for a test drive. Right? Right? Does it mean that when it comes to the sale? Right? Because we said a second ago, we're assuming at the moment that the answer is corrected. Right? The Gemara is saying, Ella, we accept the answer. In other words, Shaila and Agra is like sales. So therefore, why shouldn't we be able to rent it him or lend it to him? The Gemara seems to backtrack at the moment and agree and acknowledge that argument and says, you're right. So what we're really worried about is not the renting or the lending, but the testing. The zimnim, the zavnela, when you actually sell it to him sometimes, nihalei samuch leshkia tachama demale shabta. That it's going to happen that the deal is going to take place very close to shkia on Erev Shabbos.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, we'll see in a second, right? Very close to Shabbos. Va'amalei, tonasen yalein. You're going to say to the guy, go try it. Why? Because you want him to buy it. You want him to be persuaded. Now what happens is, v'sham'a lei lekule, the animal listens to your voice. Hears your voice saying, go, whatever you say, right? Take it for a drive, take it for a test. And the animal hears you. Right? And now he goes out. And you're happy that he's going to go for this little escapade. And therefore, now it's into Shkia. And now you, the voice that's causing the animal to drive out. And it's if you now become the donkey rider. You know, you're on the donkey. You're causing the donkey to drive. You're the chamar. V'hamechamer achar behem to b'shabbat chayev chatat. And somebody who causes his own donkey to drive out is only chayev chatat. Now, there are a couple of issues at play here. Halachas, we've learned this halach, actually. If I'm mistaken, where's this Gemara from? Shabbos. I don't know, but I seem to think that we came across it.
Right before Shabbat.
How can you do visit Rabbi Shabbos?
Isn't it one of the early Mishnah?
I suppose as long as you don't eat meat. You can't eat meat before Shabbos. If you don't eat meat, you aren't meant to like go to like haircuts and all things. Mishnah in Shabbos. Right? All things you shouldn't do. Okay. So yeah, I suppose the guy came from far and he'd been traveling for a long time. Whatever it comes. Anyway, you're right. No, that's the donkey. That's the famous story. The guy wouldn't eat treif and all that. What was he? Who was it? Whatever. Who was it? Not Choni Amagal. It was that famous donkey. We had it. Yeah. Okay, let's go. We'll check it up there. Right. But look what happens here. Look at Rashi here. Okay. So the animal travels up because of you. Shehi makeret v'holechet. Okay, because he recognizes your voice. Mechameh, look at Rashi. Lo shayach lemeimar, ele bebehema ha-tu'una masui. It's only when the animal is heavily laden, right? Not heavy, but when laden. Who was it?
Pinchas ben
Yayim. Okay, don't remember, okay? Masui, pa'amim shenotei aleya masal in sota. So what the case would be, you'd actually load up the donkey so that you can show the guy, look, this donkey is capable of carrying the stuff. Okay, the end of Batra Masechet Shabbos. The Chayav Chatat V'Hatam is a machlokes over there. So that's really what the Gzair is about. The Gzair is not about Shaila, not about Schira. It's about Nisyone, that you might come to ride this donkey on Shabbos, etc. So Matki V'Rav Shisha B'Reid Rav Idi. Well, you're not riding it, you become the donkey rider because it's your voice that's causing it. You're a donkey driver. You're driving the donkey. You aren't riding it, you're driving it. You're causing it to go. Okay, but 1 second after this. Let's go. Right. So now we go back to the question of the Gemara. Because remember, the Gemara seems to have accepted the challenge of the Gemara there that Sha'ela and Agra is Kanye. Right, that the renting and the borrowing is if you bought it. And that's what the Gemara gave a new answer now of Nisyone, of a test, of this trial. So now, Matki Rav Shisha B'Reid Rav Idi. So he asks, he says, what? Was Chirut Mikanya? and renting is buying. Vatnam, we got a Mishnah. Like Tom will see in Daf Kafalev. Af b'makom she'amru lahaskir, even in a place where they say that you can rent, lo lebeit dira amru. They never said it about a house. About a house. Why? Because if you rent a house to a goy, an Oved Kochim is going to bring idol worship into your house. Now we said a second ago that, but isn't it as if you sold it to him? So if we saw if a rental is considered selling, when he brings in the Avodah Zorah, he's bringing it into his own house. What do we care? Is it his house? Not a house anymore. If you tell me that renting is like selling, got it? Not a house. And Lifnei Iver, I don't know if Lifnei Iver means, I mean, he would do it in his own house if he never had our house. So that's not Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver would mean, you know, allowing him.
We came across a definition of
what Lifnei Iver is. Of Lifnei Iver, you're right. Yeah, we have it. For example, yesterday, Noam said to me, we were discussing this Mifkadinan, you know, Alifnei, but Lifnei, Alifnei, Lomifakdinan. Remember we had that yesterday? That it's Lifnei we're worried about, not Lifnei of Lifnei. So he said to me, what do you think if a Jew has a factory making tzelems, for example, crosses with Yoshka hanging on them, and on the assumption that Catholicism is idol worship, but you don't sell it to the idolaters, you sell it wholesale to the stores. So is that a case of Alifnei, Alifnei? So I said, no, I think it would be Bada Asur. Because I said, I think that when we understood Alifnei, Alifnei yesterday, so that it seemed to be a safek, right? If you've got a doubt, then we say that the doubt of Lifnei we consider, but not the doubt of a doubt. But if you're making idol worship stuff, then you've got no doubt. It's definitely idol worship. So why would I care who gets sold to? I think we're going to see it in today's stuff, an answer to that question. Yeah.
Then Kibbutz Lavi sell their furniture for churches.
No, that's different though.
They don't put any
Christian symbols. Right, there's no symbols on it. I mean, so that's like selling a house, for example. That's what I'm saying over here. That's not the idol. When you're sending a cross, that's like the idol almost.
Before we got to the section about selling, leasing, just doing business generally with them.
Where they're going, right. But there we were doing business with them because we didn't want them to go and celebrate the business. As far as buying chairs from Kibbutz Lavi, I don't want to, you know, they make great furniture, but they're very expensive. I don't know you celebrate when you buy from them. No, but the truth be told is that they are the best in the industry. Okay.
This year has been brought to you by.
I've been listening to podcasts a lot lately, and they're actually podcasts with advertising. It is quite amazing, so. Okay? And now we're going to have to take a break from our advertisers. Kibbutz Lavi. Should phone them, get some sponsoring for the shear. Okay.
I don't say you can't actually sell to a guy.
You can't sell what?
A house or a property.
It's in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about Chutz Lo'aretz. Why not? So, ve'isak ratach shud kanye haiki mile abayte kamile. So he says, "Shani, maybe it's different with regard to selling animals, right? Selling animals to as opposed to selling houses. Why? Or even not animals? Yeah, we said over here that ve'ischi look at Rashi there. Maich patlei. See Rashi's lashon in the very first wide lines. Ve'ischi look kanye. If we say that rental is a purchase, maich patlei shalim ayulav kochavim avrukhami vetter. Right? What do we care? So the Gemara says no. Sha'ani avrak kochavim dechamira. Right? Up until now we were speaking about Shabbos. Right? We were talking about Shabbos. Selling the animals and that, our concern was Chilul Shabbos. Yeah. So now with regard to Chilul Shabbos, we don't worry about it. Right? But with regard, maybe don't, you can't prove from that Gemara there later on, because maybe that's Avodah Kochavim in your house. And there, even though renting is like buying, but wait a second, there's a limit, right? Not for Avodah Kochavim. But renting like buying for Shabbos, we don't worry. Maybe Avodah Kochavim is more chamur than Shabbos. Dichtiv, why? Because the Pasuk says over there in Dvarim, V'lo tavi toivar beitecha. There's a special issue not bringing toiva into your house. So Anachinami, you sold it to him. It's like selling it to him, but not with regards to this issue. Maybe. So now Matkiv Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Mesharshia. So now he carries on, right? That was the first one of Shisha Bered Rav Idi. Now Rav Mesharshia says like this: Uschirut mikanya. What? And schirut is like buying. Vatnan Yisrael Shesachar Paramikohen. A Yisrael who rented a cow from a Kohen, Yachilena kar shine truma. He can feed him truma. Now a kohen's para can eat truma in his ass. A Yisrael, I can't eat feed my cow truma. So he had a very fact that I can, and look here, and kohen shesachar para in Yisrael, and a kohen, even though that he rents a cow from Yisrael, afa pishem ezunoteya alav. Even though while you're renting the animal, you got to feed him. Yeah. He can't feed him truma. So he has a classic proof, right? That rental is not purchase. Because if the kohen rented my cow, then you should be able to feed him truma. And if I rented the kohen's cow, then I shouldn't be able to feed him truma.
When you do bikat amazon, and you're in a house, a rented house.
Does the cow do bikat amazon?
No, we.
Do we
pray as we're living in that house.
Do you do the Karamazon even here in the Beit Midrash? What do we care where you are? The Karamazon is a din in the Gavra, not din in the Chifza.
No, but there's a part of the Bikat Amazon that you do if you are invited to some.
On a Balabai, it's an Oreach, the Bracha to the Balabai. But that's if he's sitting with you.
But if you are in a rented house, what do you do?
It's your house. Your wife has to thank you.
So rented is the.
No, right. But that's I don't think you can learn from the bracha of the balabait whose house you're in. Because rented is, you're not a host in his house. Even if you're in a hotel, you don't make a bracha, you don't bench the owner of the hotel when you're in the house. You don't say, if you go to the Patal's house, you don't, in your benching, make a bracha to Patal that he's listing that's taking place next week, should be Matzliach. He's raising a few billion shekels, Patal, yeah. Okay. I don't think it's a proof. Okay. Right. Why shouldn't he feed him? It's his cow. Okay? They could have just used Mati's answer and said that you're not chai bonis. Right? But the Gemara chose to go a little bit differently, right? So now the Gemara says as follows. Okay, so now the hashta da amartis schirut lo kanya. So now we've just proven that schirut is not kanya. Gzeira mishum schirut, ugzeira mishum shala, ugzeira mishum nisyunei. So now we can add them all together. We've just proven now that we knocked out the shayla and the schirut, because we said because it is kinyan. Now we've just proven it isn't kinyan. So now we understand now why you can't sell an animal for all three reasons: not to rent it, not to lend it, and not to and in case there should be any trials before Shabbos. So for all those reasons, you can't sell an animal b'hemagas to a goy. Rav Ada shara lizvuna chamash. So now we've got a Gemara like this. Rav Ada allowed you telling a donkey. Right? Why? Ida de safsira. How do you do it? Through a third party, a broker. Okay, a broker through, look at Rabbi Chananel. Rabbi Chananel, actually, I don't think Rashi says anything over here. Rashi says, Ida de safsira, aliday sirsur Yisrael. A Jewish sirsur. Vahamocher nami Yisrael. And the seller is also Yisrael. So there's a Jew selling via a broker to a goy. But he's not selling, right? The broker's selling. Look.
The broker doesn't take ownership, though.
The broker doesn't ownership. That's a very, very good point.
The broker's a Jew.
No, but I'm not. So look at the broker. If we're concerned, remember our gzeira for not selling was for one of three reasons. Either nisyonim, trials, or because you might want to lend it to him, or because you might come to rent it to him. So look at the Rashi and the Gemara says, Imishum nisyonai, if we would be concerned about one of the reasons of nisyonai, of doing trials, halo yade lekale da azle machmatei. This donkey doesn't recognize the broker's voice.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's no chashash here, no doubt that he might listen to him and he'll become the mechamer Erev Shabbos. So we've got rid of that problem. V'im yishum sha'ela v'schirut, if it's because of rental or lending, kevan de lo didehi, since it's not his, he had an answer to Jew Robert, he never took possession, right? Lo moshil v'lo muga, he's not interested in lending it, not in renting it. He's got one object to the broker, getting his commission to sell. So therefore, we've got no chashash here of any of those three concerns. So by this, but here we overcome the gzera. V'od, and more than that, mishum delo nigli beimuma, because the broker's got no interest. Why would the guy want him to do a test run? Because to discover that the animal's actually working well. The broker doesn't want to take any chances here. No, don't want to reveal any of his blemishes. Just buy the thing and go. So there's no concern. There'll be a quick deal done. Rav Huna, look at this. Rav Huna, zavin ha'hi para loved kochavim. Rabuna sold a para, a cow, to a vet kochavim. Amal Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said to him, my time, Abid Marachi, why do you do that? He says, Amalei, emunah shechita zavna. Why? You think it's for avodah zarah? I'm telling you, no. There's no problem sitting it. The guy's going to shecht it. All right, look at Rashi at the bottom there. Or emunah shechita zavna. V'talinan lekula. And therefore, I'm allowing myself this kula, right, to be lenient. U'matnitin bebehema temeya afilu bestama. And he says, well, and Rashi says that our Mishnah says even a behema temeya, right, inami betahora, right, and we want, he says, our mission is specific about the fact that the animal is going to be used for avodah zarah, is going to stick around. So we've got a bit of a problem here. So he says, where do you get this from? Umina, from where, tamra, can you say, we say this in this manner, that that you can tole on the kul. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is important. That where you can make it dependent, right? Therefore, you can go lekula and say there's no iver here. Why there's no lifnei iver? Because my assumption is a pretty strong assumption that it's actually going to be shechted and he wants it to eat, not for avodah zarah. How can you say that? We don't see that in our Mishnah distinction between that. The Mishnah says you can't sell, you can't sell. You can't decide now that it's going to be for shechita. So he gives an answer. He says, where? We've got a Mishnah. In Masechet Shvit, Ratitnan, Beit Shama Omrim, Lo Yimkor Adam Para HaChoreshet B'Shvit. You shouldn't sell a plowing cow during Shemitah. Why? Because the guy's going to end up using it during Shemitah. And that's a case of Livnei Iver. And Be Hillel Matirin. And Be Hillel says, no, you're allowed. Why? Because maybe the guy will shecht it. Who says he's going to use it to plow? Right, so now this he doesn't like his answer. So this was Rav Chisda, right? Rav Huna, sorry, sold the cow, and this is Rav Chisda asked him, where did you get it from? And Rav Huna gave him the answer from his Mishnah in Shvi'it. So now the Mishnah changes Rabba there to Rava, right? So Rava doesn't like this. I'm a Rava, me dami. How can you compare the two at all? Hatam. Ein Adam mitzuveh al shvitat behemto b'shvi'it. Right? There, with regard to shvit, you're trying to prove here, right, that on Shabbos, because our concern here is setting it to the goy that he's going to use it on Shabbos. You come bringing me a Mishnah from shvit. In shvit, the reason why Hillel said he can sell it there is because you haven't got a mitzvah of shvitat behemot on shvit. There's no mitzvah that your animals can't work on shvit. You can't plow the ground, but your animals can work. So if you sold your animal to a goy, it's not your problem. But here, you've got an issue of your behemoth on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah for Eshet. Right? So now, but look, what's interesting to look over here is that's Rabba. Right? So Rabba says to him, first challenge was, that there's no issue here, etc. And Abaya also, I mean Abaya, and that's why you see, I think the Mishnah Shas changes that Rava to Rava. Because Rava and Abaya, that are talking here together. I mean Abaya, right? The whole Heche the Adam Mitzuve Asur. You see, so that Rava challenged Rav Huna and said, you can't compare that. There isn't a mitzvah of Shvita. So now Abaya says to Rava, right? Says to Rava. But Rava, you're drawing a parallel there. You're telling me that it goes like this. On Shabbos, there's an issue of Shvita, so therefore it's Asur to himself. In Shmita, there's no issue of Shvita, therefore it's Mutar to sell. Where do you see that parallel? No, not the Hevdel. Efa Tarei Shehem Mochim Biyachad. Efa Tarei Yudea Shemigal Shasulim Kor Mitzvah Lishbot Asulim Kor. Where do you see that? Look at Rabbi. This is Abaya's question. V'chol Heche Da'adam Mitzuveh Asur. Just because he's Mitzuveh of the Shvita, it's Asur to sell. V'arei Sadeh, a field, the Adam Mitzuveh al Shvitat Sadeh B'Shvit. He's allowed to farm his field. It's a mitzvah of Shvita on the field. Utnan, Beit Shammai, when we know you call Adam Sadeh Nir. Beit Shammai says you shouldn't sell a plowed field. Remember, Sadeh Nir. Rashi says this, Sadeh Nir, Charusha. A plowed field. Why? Says Rashi, the stamel is Ria Kaim of Avar Ibnath Nevi. If you sell a plowed field, what's it for? It's already been plowed. All he has to come and do now is sow the seeds. So that's Lifnei Iver. Because you might encourage him to sow the seeds by selling a plowed field. Right? Ubehila Matir, isn't that you can sell it? Why can't you sell it? Because the guy could just as easily go and not do it and leave it, vanish, not plow. So, what he's proving over here, what Abai is proving over here, is that just because it's asked to sell to plow a field, doesn't mean you can't sell it. So, by the same token, just because it's asur for your animal to work, why can't you sell it? He said, it doesn't make sense. And now, so in Matkiv, Rav Ashi, now the other way around. And by the same fact, Rav Ashi, and just because a guy isn't mitzuveh, he hasn't got an isur on him, he's allowed to sell. That doesn't go either, right? You with me? Everybody, right? Right? Vaharein, he gives an example. Kalim is a kalim. The ein adam mitzuveh al shvitat kalim b'shvit. It's actually a machlokin in Shabbos, right? About whether your kalim have to have shvita or not. There's a day that your kalim needs shvita. Rather, your kalim can't work either. There's issue of not using your kalim on Shabbos. That kalim that we're over, we've seen it before, right? But he says over here that the kalim haven't got an issue of shvi'it, kalim, the ein adam mitzuveh al shvitat kalim. Sorry, I'm confused, yeah. This is shvi'it, not Shabbos. Sorry. That your kalim are not mitzuveh. You aren't, there's no issue on using your kalim during the Shemitah year. Utnan, and that's where the Mishnah that says, Eluhan Kalim, She'ein Adam Rashai Lemochran B'Shvit. And we see that nonetheless, Kalim are mutar on Shvit, but there's still an issue to sell. So we see that sometimes there's an issue and you're allowed to sell, and sometimes there isn't an issue and you aren't allowed to sell. So they don't go together. You see me? Right? So what are the Kalim? B'Shvit HaMachrisha V'chol Kaleya. Right? The plow and all its tools. Ha'ol V'Mezareh. The yoke that you stick over the animal's necks. Right, and the spread of Hadakar, whatever, Ella. So we've got all this list of things. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says as follows. This is Rav Ashi, he brings a klal over here. Kol hecha de'ike lemitla talinan. Where you can find an ability to have a kula. Remember Rashi said there, de'ike lemitla b'mechir, you can, right? Even though you got a mitzvah of shvita, and when you can't find the kula, lo talilan afagav de einu mitzuveh. So they got nothing to do with each other. He wipes out, that was Rav Huna's answer. Okay, so now the Gemara gives us a story. Rabbi Zavinahu Chamali Yisrael HaChashudim Kol Avim Kachavim. Rabbi sold a donkey to a Yisrael. See that? Rabbi Zavinahu Chamra Le Yisrael. Yeah, well, this is what I think comes our answer what I said about manufacturing the stuff for the Avodah Zarah. Look here. Rabbi Zavinahu Chamra, Rabbi sold a donkey to Yisrael, who was chashud limkor noved kochavim. He was suspect that this guy, this Jew, is going to go and sell it to noved kochavim. But he's a safsar of noved kochavim, of a chamor, right? But we're not talking about Shabbos here, we're talking about noved kochavim. Where we had the case there of the safsar, it was to overcome the chashash of Shabbos. Because we never had the nisyon, we never had the shayla, we never had the askara. This is noved kochavim, this is separate altogether. Amale Abaye, my time Avad Marhachi. Abaye says to Rabbah, why did you do this? So he says, what do you want from me? He says, Rabbah. Amale Anel Yisrael Zavini, I sold to Yisrael. What do you want my case for? I never sold to a goy. So Abaye says to Rabbah, Vaha Azilum Zavini Avad Kochavim. He's going to go sell it to Avad Kochavim. So Rabbah, look at Rabbah. Rabbah turns and says to him, Lover Kochavim Kame Zabin? Yisrael Lo Kame Zabin? What, you so sure he said to Avad Kochavim? Maybe he said to another Jew? Well, you don't know. Right? So, Eitivay. So, this rabbi seems to think that he's off the hook, right? So, it's Eitivay. So, Abaye carries on. Makom shenahagulim kor behem edake lekutim mochrim. Now, look at the word. This is a little bit different to our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says, makom shenahagulim kor mochrim. Right? Our Mishnah said, look at the Mishnah we had yesterday. אלו דבר בשולם קורא כחרים מסתרבו לנו בנאו, אינו מי רואה זאת? מקום שנהגו למכור בהם מדקל עובדי כוכבים. Right, look at this brighter. What's this brighter? מקום שנהגו למכור בהם מדקה לכותים, not to עובד כוכבים. These are כותים or goyim. Right? וזה מנהג של הגויים, מוכרים, שלא למכור, אין מוכרים. מה אתה תראו? What's the reason for this distinction? אילי משום דחשידי ערביה. If you might have thought that we are חשוד with the כותים, because of bestiality, ומי חשידה, we really are we חושד? והתניה, we got a brighter. Got a first brighter, it's a תוספתי פרק גימול, יבא מסכת. אין מעמידין בהמה בפונדקות של עובדי כוכבים. Right? The brighter says, that you can't put the animals in a pundak in an inn of idol worshippers. Zacharim etzel zacharim, males with males, and nekavot etzel nekavot, and females with females. Ve'ein tzarich loma nekavot etzel nekavot, definitely don't even need to say females with males or zacharim etzel nekavot. That's obvious. If you can't put males with males, if it feels like females, then it's obvious you can't put females with males or males with females. Of course, right. Ve'ein mosrin behema leroeh shalem. You don't even give an animal to their shepherds. Right? Look at Rashi says there, Mishum Revia, because we worried about Revia. This is Oved Kochavim. We're asking the question now about the Kutim. Ve'ein meyachad hiri mahen. You don't allow them to be on their own. Ve'ein moshim lahem tinok lelamdo sefer. And you don't even let them, a child go to them and let them teach a child. Ulamdo menot, teach them a profession. Right? Look at Rashi. De'mashche leminut, because they'll take him, they'll convert him. To idol worship, ve'od mishum mishkav zachur, because we're scared of homosexuality, they're raising the child. Ve'hein muzarin alav dichtiv ve'davak bishto ve'lo bezachar. And even the goyim we learned have got an issur here of homosexuality. It's issur for them, because it says ve'davak bishto. You've got to cleave to your wife, not to ish acher. That was before Matan Torah. Right? That's in Breishit. It's also for the goyim. Aval ma'am. So that's so far we've seen what you aren't allowed to do with regards to the avodah kochavim. Aval ma'amidin ve'hein mepapunduk shel kutim. But you can put it with the kutim. Zecharim etzel nekavot, men with females and males, unekavot etzel zecharim, and females with, and males with females, other way around. Ve'ein tzarich lomar zecharim etzel zecharim, obviously you can put males with males and females with females. U'mosrin b'heim ma'al ha'ra shalem, you can give our animals to their shepherds. U'miyachadidim, we don't worry about being alone with them in a room. U'mosrin lehem tinok lelamdo, we can teach, give them our kids to teach them, to teach them to read or to teach them a trade. Alma lo chashidi. Therefore, we can't say that the minhag of kutim is because of chashad of revia. We've just proven over here that with regards to kutim, there's no chashad of revia. The odd and more, we've got a brighter tanya. Ein mochrin lahem lo zayin velo klei zayin. You can't sell them any steel or any weapons. Ve'ein mashchizin lahem et hazayin ve'ein mochrin lahem. And you can't sharpen their tools, their weapons. You can't facilitate anything to do with their weapons. ואין מוכרים להם לא סדן ולא קולרין. Now, סדן over here, honestly, I'm not sure what it is. Rashi says, yeah, סדן, לסום בו רגלי איש. What's it, like a boot? Yeah. What is a סדן?
סדן זה משהו שחוסר את הרגליים.
What?
Stocks for securing their feet.
Oh, oh, like those steel, like what the, shackles. Like shackles, like what the like what the, they wear, they, what those guys, the Iberian, the knots, like that sort of thing. Like,
no, for prisoners.
Oh, for prisoners.
Just like,
Okay. Velo kolarin. Kolarino.
Prisoners' collars.
Prisoners' collar. That's the collar. The collar is the collar, like a chain that they're on the neck. Okay. Velo kvalim, velo shalshalaot, shel bazel. Here we are. Rashi says, yeah. Vechol henech. Rashi says, vechol henech. Mishum de lo lisku b'Yisrael. Why can't you sell any of these to them? Because you don't need to use them against Israelim, against Jews. אחד עובד או כוכבים אחד קוטי, and make the difference is one or the other. So what's it? So my timer, why not? Why is it אסור? הנה מדחשידי השפיכות דמים. If you would think maybe they're going to kill, they're killers, ומי חשידי, do we really worry about them, about these קוטים? אמרתו מיחדינו, we just learned a few minutes ago that you can do ייחוד with them. So if we were scared they'd kill us, you definitely couldn't be alone with them, right? Ellis, what's the reason? משום דעתי לזבוני לעובד כוכבים. This whole story here is because we're concerned that they will sell to עובד כוכבים. So this is where we still talk about Rabbah, right? Rabbah sold the animal. And Rabbah said, what do you want? I sold it to a Jew. Right, so just proven now that even you can't, even though kutim, we aren't worried about kutim with avodah zorah. We aren't worried about kutim with bestiality. And we aren't worried about kutim with killing. But nonetheless, why can't you sell to kutim? So they won't sell to noved avodah zorah. Right, so now the Gemara says, v'chi taima, if you want to say to me, this is different, Rabbi could say, what do you want from me? Those are kutim, right? You can bring them to me. They're kutim. V'chi taima kuti, lo avichuva. Yisrael, avichuva. Maybe you say, no, you can't compare the two. The Yisrael, when he bought that animal, he's going to do tshuva, even though he was a chashash that he'd sell to a bet kochim. He's going to do tshuva, not sell. A kuti won't do tshuva. So it's not the same. It's not an answer. Why? That, then you think it would be mutar, right? It's not the same. Ha'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, kederech she'amru, asu limkor noved kochavim, just like it's asu to sell to noved kochavim, kach asu limkor Yisrael, hachashud limkor noved kochavim. So Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua said, it's like you can't sell to an oved kochavim, you also can't sell any of these things to a Jew who you concerned with might sell to Noved Kochavim.
That goes against this Talinan Lekula that we learned before. I guess it's
competing against Talinan Lekula.
Because Avodah Zarah probably is so strong that you...
Mm. Right, absolutely. Let's look at this. So Rabbi now is persuaded. Rahit Batrei Tlatei Parsa. Rabbi ran after this guy who he had sold the animal to. Look at Rashi there. Rahit Batrei. Rahat Rabbi Batrei Dahu Yisrael. Lemahari Lumerazin Nechamer B'nei. Try and get the animal back from him. Right? Klata Parsa. Now, Parsa is 4 mil. It's almost 4 kilometers. Eh? So three. It's about 12 kilometers. I saw in Wikipedia that we got that sheet. Remember, I had it once. The exact measurement of a Parsa is 3.65 kilometers. 3.65 kilometers is Wikipedia. It's almost 4 kilometers. It's like 4 mil. And the mil is just under a kilometer. So 12 kilometers he ran after him. V'ikad Amri Parsa Bechala. And there's another pretty never. He ran after him at one parsa, about 4 kilometers, but in the sand. Look at Rashi. Baina chulot, makom kasheh, in the dunes, which is hard to walk. Velo adrechei. He never managed to get him back. So Amar Avdimi Bar Ava, kaderech shasu limkor v'kochavim, asu limkor lelistim l'Israel. So he says, even one on that subject, just like you can't sell to v'kochavim, you also can't sell to a Jewish ganovim, to listim Israel. Right? Now look at Rabbeinu Chananel down at the bottom there quickly. The very last line of Rabbeinu Chananel, the last wide line. It says that end, V'chein asudim kol elistim Yisrael, Zayin or clay Zayin. You can't sell them weapons. Right? What's the story over here? Ida chashi de katil pshita. If we can scare that they're murderers and they're killers, then that's pashut. Hainu or verkochim. From that point of view, they're exactly the same as verkochim. You can't sell to anybody who's a killer. Right? Ve'i de lo katil, they aren't going to kill you. Am I law? Why can't you sell to them? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Lo'olam de lo katil. We don't think that they're murderers. Jews, as a rule, are not murderers. V'hachim ha'askinan. But what are we talking about over here? But mishmuta, mashmuta. Right, look at what mashmuta means. The zimnin the avid latzul nafshei. Sometimes they might have to save their lives. They come and steal from you. They don't want to kill you, but you might fight back. So if you fight back, they have to defend themselves, right? And therefore they might end up killing you. Look at Rabbi Chananel says at the bottom very nicely. Right? He says, Lemikla elam meshamte ba'alma, the zimnin, sometimes the avid latzul nafshei, they might have to save themselves, miktel and they'll kill you. Okay? So therefore, we can't sell it to them.
Be in the,
right, so let's end with Avia.